former President Trump is back in court in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, saying on his way in a few moments ago, it's a witch hunt and a hoax. After he posted on True Social, his legal issues are voter intimidation that won't work, blaming who he calls White House thugs.
Former President Donald Trump is confronting those two legal threats here in New York today. And when he appears here in Manhattan Criminal Court with his legal team, they're going to ask the judge to either delay or dismiss this hush money case entirely.
That's a criminal case. The former president's accused of falsifying business records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet in 2016. Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu also reports from outside the court.
Today is also the deadline for the former president to post the appeal bond for nearly $500 million to protect his assets from New York Attorney General Letitia James. But if he misses today's deadline, the attorney general can immediately begin moving forward with efforts to seize his assets.
That's after a judge ruled the Trump Organization committed fraud, which the former president denies. Russia launched more missiles today at Kyiv, but Ukrainian officials say two were shot down, at least seven people injured, as Russia keeps blaming Ukraine for having a role in the terror plot in Friday's attack at a concert hall that killed more than 130 people. Four men who appeared to have been beaten were in court in Russia to face charges.
Over the weekend, the U.S. intelligence community came out and they said this was absolutely solely ISIS-K. They're the ISIS unit in Afghanistan. And then just 2 weeks ago, the U.S. intelligence warned Russia that an attack like this could be carried out in the country. They warned Americans to stay away from concert halls. And then on top of that, ISIS themselves even released a video from inside the attack showing the four attackers launching the attack, killing civilians.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Boeing's CEO is going to fly away. Dave Calhoun plans to step down at the end of the year as Boeing deals with the fallout of January's door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight that put Boeing jets under scrutiny, failing some FAA audits of the manufacturing process. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
On Wall Street, stocks are falling to start the week. The Dow is down 95 points. The NASDAQ is dropping 52 from its record high close Friday. The S&P 500 is losing 11 points. The price of oil this morning is on the way up more than a dollar, back over 81 bucks a barrel. Gas has risen 14 cents the past 2 weeks.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia. And the seasonal situation is we have higher costs this time of year to make spring and summer specifications to prevent smog.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg's survey of gas stations has regular at $3.60 per gallon. AAA's national average is 7 cents less than that. At the movies, a sequel tops the box office.
For the first time in New York history, a room full of people froze to death.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is the latest installment of the iconic franchise and raked in $45.2 million in its opening weekend. The film starring Paul Rudd is a sequel to the 2021 film Ghostbusters Afterlife. Dune Part 2 stays in second place, earning an impressive $17.6 million to bring its four-week total to $233 million. And after spending the previous 2 weeks in first place, Kung Fu Panda 4 dropped to third this week, the film garnering $16.8 million this weekend, as it's now earned a total of $133 million. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
The Sweet 16 is set in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. All top four seeds are in it. It took overtime for Houston to beat Texas A&M. A six-seed Clemson knocked out a three. Baylor coach Brad Barnell says,
you know, our team was one of the last two teams probably left out of the tournament last year, and that's heartbreaking. And you talk to them about it all year, and now they're realizing why this is such a significant tournament.
I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.